tonight. Acts chapter number 12. Most people, when they think of Acts chapter number 12, we think of the Peter being delivered from the prison. And remember how he goes to the house and he's knocking on the door, and the girl gets so excited, goes in, tells everybody it's Peter, and they didn't believe her, and then they finally let the poor guy in. And so it's a great story, great chapter of the Bible, great about bringing people together to pray and see how God works. And one of the things I love about that story is Peter was sleeping. The angel had to come and, you know, move him a little bit. If we were getting ready to maybe be executed, we'd probably be worried and upset and things like that. Peter was sound asleep because he knew he was doing what God wanted him to do, and God was going to take care of him one way or another. So I've told you before, one of the things I enjoy doing most days is I try to listen to either read a sermon or listen to a sermon. And a number of months ago, there was a preacher preaching to preachers. And they were at some type of preacher conference. I heard it online. And I got challenged with a certain thought. And I've done a little bit of study about this. And a little bit studying the passages of scripture about Herod here in Acts chapter 12, verses 18 through 25. And talking about what happened with Herod and how Herod died, and talk about the little bit of Herod that's in all of us. Talked about the pride that Herod has here, and there's some thoughts here tonight that I kind of like to look at and see some truth that I think is here that can help you. And if it doesn't help you, it helped me. And sometimes when I get up to preach, I know I'm preaching to myself all the time first, but sometimes I just preach to myself and you guys get to listen, because that's what God lays upon my heart, and I know that's how it works out. And usually most of those times people are saying, Pastor, God really blessed and God used that in my life, and I'm thankful for that. But tonight's message may be a little bit different. The title of it is Herod Must Die. And so I can clarify it to understand that people that might not be that familiar with the leaven of Herod, and we're going to look a little bit about that means. It talks about the sin, talking about the sin of pride for the most part. And we're going to look a little bit and explain a little bit, but to help us understand when it says in verse number 24, but the word of God grew and multiplied. For the word of God to grow and multiply in our lives, to have a difference, you know, something's got to die. Whether we think of it as our flesh, whether we think of it as our pride, whether we think of it, there's something that has to die in our lives in order for God to get the increase, for God to get the spot where he can allow the word of God to work and multiply. So let's go ahead and look in here, Acts chapter number 12, verse number 18. He says, now as soon as it was day, there was no small stir among the soldiers that was become of Peter. So that means that they're really excited. They're looking for Peter. Peter was delivered right in the midst of them, and they're excited about it. I mean, no small stir means it was a big stir. It's because of the fact that they know if they don't capture Peter, they're probably going to lose their lives. And when Herod had sought for him and found him not, he examined the keepers, and what were the keepers going to say? And commanded that they should be put to death. And so they were put to death. That's if the prisoner lost the soldier, lost a prisoner, that means they were put to death. And he went down from Judea to Caesarea and there abode. Now, here we see a little bit about Herod in this next couple of verses about the pride that Herod had. And Herod was highly displeased with him of Tyre and Sidon. He sounds like a guy that probably was not easy to get along with, and even history tells us a little bit about that. And he says, but they came with one accord to him, having made Blastus, the king's chamberlain, their friend, desired peace because their country was nourished by the king's country. So Tyre and Sidon realizes that the king's upset with them, realizes that the king's not going to give them what they want. So they come to him, they make friends with the king's chamberlain, and they're going to try to appeal or reach out to Herod, and they're going to try to kiss up in a sense and say, oh, you're so great and you're so wonderful. And so as it continues on, it says, and upon a set day, meaning that they had a set day and a set time, it says, upon a set day, Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat upon his throne and made an oration unto them. And the people gave a shout, saying, it is the voice of a God and not of a man. You see them, you know, there's somebody up there that's talking. You see somebody's ego needs to be fed, and they're up there just praising them. So, oh, it's the voice of a God, not of a man. And now, once again, when the thoughts, some of the thoughts, not all of them, obviously, that came from the preacher preaching to preachers, talked about the importance of people not lifting up a pastor, not lifting up the man of God. It's Jesus that needs to be lifted up. It's not the pastor. It's not here. Herod doesn't know God. And he doesn't mind that praise that's coming. Oh, we like this. You know, that's just not a man. That's a God that's there. And even in those cultures and the different gods that they believed in, he would enjoy this. But look what happens in verse number 23. And immediately the angel of the Lord smote him because he gave not God the glory. And he was eaten of worms and gave up the ghost. I don't know about you, but that's not the way I want to go. I don't know. I know sometimes preachers say, I want to die preaching in the pulpit. And I can understand that, but that'd be kind of scary for the family and the people there. Somebody gets keels over and whatever God wants. But I definitely don't want to get eaten up by worms. That's for sure. But verse number 24 says, but the word of God grew and multiplied. You know, I think about that, and that's where I want to be. I want to be in a place, I want to be in circumstances where the word of God will grow and be multiplied. Wouldn't it be great if people in Elizabeth City would be able to say about Faith Baptist Church, it was a place where the word of God was given out, was multiplied. It grew. People were being saved. People were had lives being helped. And obviously those are things that are happening, but those are things that a smaller group is seeing happen. That's not what it's speaking about here in the book of Acts. It says that the word of God grew, and that word multiplied means that it went out. And we know from the story of the book of Acts how much of the increases that happened time after time after time. You go to chapter number 13, you got Paul being sent out, Saul at that point in time being sent out with Barnabas. And we have the modern missions that are going on and beginning. We see the picture of that. The word of God grew and multiplied, but there was something that had to happen first. And I like the story in chapter number 12. I think about Peter, and I look at the story, and I'm thinking, man, I wish I could be like Peter. But as I was studying and looking at the passages of Scripture, the Holy Spirit just kind of said to me, you're more like that Herod than you are Peter. There's more like something inside of you that you need to make sure that there's not pride inside your life. You need to make sure that there's sin always in our hearts and lives that we need to deal with. We like to recognize that the people like Peter, and we like to recognize that the people like Paul, but many times I think we got to understand it's not them that we're there yet with. There's some things that have to die in us first. There's something in our flesh, there's sin that we must get rid of before we can ever be like that. So when the preacher before was saying, he was comparing, are you more like Herod or more like Peter, and I'm not going to bring a big emphasis about that, but I did begin to think about, there's a spot in the Bible that uses the words Jesus says about the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. Go ahead and take your Bible to Mark chapter 8. Mark chapter 8 is Jesus is speaking to his disciples. And just like sometimes we might not always understand, they weren't really understanding what was being said. They thought Jesus was referring to something else, that Jesus was upset about something else, but Jesus was trying to teach them a lesson. Mark chapter number 8, look what it says in verse number 15. And it says, and he charged him, saying, take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. And they say, Pastor, they're two different things. And yes, but Jesus makes the connection here. He makes the connection of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of the Herod. And many people would think the leaven of the Pharisees was of hypocrisy. It was something that was hypocritical. They would expect certain things and demand certain things, but our heart would be so far away with it. They would play a role in being a religious leader, but in all reality, they were willing to crucify the one who had never ever sinned. And I mean, they would say that you had to follow the law and all their other laws, but they could have a fake trial during the nighttime so they could convict Jesus. I mean, they were hypocritical, and he's saying, Beware the leaven of the Pharisees. Beware of being a hypocrite. Don't play games. But then he goes to the next step. He says, beware of the leaven of Herod. As I looked and studied a little bit and we think about Herod, most preachers and most people think that that's talking about worldliness. Beware of the worldliness. Beware of leaving and going into the world. Like we talked about this morning, you know, Elijah went to the Mount Carmel and says, you know, how long halt you between two opinions? He says, look, if God is God, then serve God. If Baal is God, then serve Baal. You can't serve two masters. And so he's saying here over here that if he's God, then serve God. And here with the worldliness, you know, beware of that leaven. Don't be a hypocrite and don't be worldly. But what is the root of it? And to me, when I think about the leaven of the Herod, you go back to that passage of scripture we talked about earlier, Herod had a problem with pride. And there's, in most sins, the root of it is always pride. It's, I have a right to do this because I should be able to do it because of who I am. I should be able to act this way. I should be able to say these things. It's a pride issue. Now, Jesus only said it once, and he talked about leaven throughout the New Testament. Remember, a little leaven, and leaven at the whole lump. It talked about in the Old Testament as leaven being a picture of sin. In Christ's ministry, he speaks of leaven as being a negative thing. And here he's saying, look, don't be guilty of the sin of hypocrisy. And we like to preach about that, and we like to wear that one out. Don't be a hypocrite. And then he talks about beware the sin of the leaven of Herod, which is talking about worldliness. But worldliness is not just outward things. Worldliness is not just something that we do things outwardly, but it's inwardly. If we're right inside, we're going to be right outside. And here, he has a pride issue. And once again, you can think about it. Let's go back to Acts chapter number 12, that these people in Tyre and Sidon, they know this. They know if they want to get back on the king's good side, all they got to do is just go flatter him with some words and butter him up a little bit, and then they're going to get what they want from him. But that's because they're working off of his pride. So, who was Jesus talking to in Mark chapter number 8? Was he talking to just the crowd? No, he was talking to his disciples. He was talking to his preachers. He was talking to believers. He was talking to those he was training in. He was telling them, hey, look, you're dealing with the leaven of Herod now. And then years later, they're still dealing with the leaven of Herod now. Now, thousands of years later, we're still dealing with the leaven of Herod now. We're still dealing with the issue of pride in our lives. And tonight, I'd like to look at this just a little bit about when the leaven rises in our lives. Here in this story, we're going to look at a couple of different things and see when the leaven rises, when our pride is being shown. We like to preach on the outward sins. We like to preach on things like sodomites, and we like to preach about abortion, and we like to preach about liquor, and we like to preach about everybody else's sins that are outward sins. And once again, I'm against all those things, and all those things are wrong, and all those things need to be preached about. But it's inwardly that we must look at and say, okay, where's the leaven in my heart? Where's the leaven in my life? What must die in my life so that God's word can multiply inside our church and inside our communities? We must deal with the leaven inside of us. I think about flesh, and I know my flesh, and I know it's weak at times, and you can make flesh look religious. You can think about religious flesh is still flesh. You can have religious flesh. You can dress it up to look religious, but religious flesh can still sing. Religious flesh can still preach. It's still flesh, though. We must learn to deal with what is inside of us so that way God can truly bless. So reality is, we must learn to die to ourselves. The Herod that's in us, the leaven that is in us, the sin that is inside of us, must learn to die before God's word can be multiplied. I think that we want revival, but we want the revival without the work. We want revival without the hungering. We want a spiritual awakening without brokenness. We want people to be saved, but we don't want to get low and get right and say, God, I want you to be used that way. We all have a little bit of Herod in us. We all have a little bit of pride in us. And as that pride rises up and raises up, that's something that must die. Now, as we deal with the different things in the generation that we live with, we need to remember, what does leaven do? Does it stay small? No, leaven rises. A little self left to itself will always get bigger. A little self left to itself will always get bigger. And we must learn to get rid of the selfishness and the pride that's in our life. So here's a couple things here I want you to think about. I think we can learn from this passage of Scripture. The leaven of Herod is rising when we concentrate on a man's voice more than the Word of God. The leaven of Herod rises when we concentrate more on man's voice than the Word of God. Now, when the preacher was talking about this point, he was talking about concentrating more on myself as a preacher. You know, there's not power and authority in a man and the way he speaks. It's not about his presentation. It's not about how well he looks. It's not that thundering boom voice. The power is found in the Word of God. The power is found in his Word and how God uses his Word. But God brought to my heart about sometimes we like to think about hearing ourselves speak more than what God's Word says. Sometimes we like to think about the struggles that many of us have that talk a lot and we're always talking. We like to hear ourselves speak. And the Bible says, in the multitude of words, there wanteth not sin. That means as we talk and we talk and talk, there's usually sin definitely in there. But he that refraineth his lips is wise. Sometimes we think if we can convince a certain group of people and if we get a certain number of followings, if we can get my family to listen to me, somebody else to listen to me, then maybe I can get somebody else to change their mind and maybe I can get someone else to sway somebody else's opinion. And if they'll listen to me and they'll take my opinion and listen, it's the Word of God that matters. We must learn not to understand that when we begin to listen to man's voice more than the Word of God, that's when the leaven is rising up. So when we get a group of people that is not rejoicing in what God is doing, but instead rejoicing in what is being said. Look what it says here. It says in verse number 20, and Herod is highly displeased. In verse 21, and upon a set day, Herod arrayed, and they set this whole thing up. He gave an oration unto them, and the people gave a shout. They didn't care if Herod was telling the truth or not. They had planned to come that day, and they came to sit there, and they were going to listen, and they were going to say he was a god no matter what he said, because they wanted to get to his pride. We got to learn, we don't curtail and we don't work around the people to lift people up in their pride, but instead it's the Word of God that changes lives. It's not about our feelings. It's not about the things that we can put together. It's not the convincing we can do. It's instead we need to try to impress people with Jesus Christ. It's Jesus. It's always been about him. When we speak about Jesus and when we talk about Jesus, the Holy Spirit begins to speak and work in people's lives because he's the one that should be lifted up. It's the Word of God that should make a difference. It's not about our opinions or our persuasiveness or our abilities. Yes, the Bible does say to compel them to come in, but if we get so good at talking and we get so good at wanting to listen to ourselves and we think that we're always right and that we can never do wrong, we lift ourselves above what the Bible says sometimes. And that's dangerous. My desire is that people be impressed with Jesus, not with me. And I'm always thankful when someone encourages me with a message. But the main objective, I think, of our hearts and our lives and our speech should always be, I want them to be impressed with Jesus. We heard Christian Bateman singing, and I think he did a good job. He can sing almost as good as me. I know. But you know, and it was, what manner of man is this? It's Jesus. And that's, so where we get at that sometimes our speech, we don't need to talk just to be heard. We need to choose our words. And the Bible speaks so much about our speech. Herod is here. Herod is wants to be loved. Herod wants to be pleased. Herod gets up and gives his oration. And this is found in history books even about what happened in this day. And everything was set up just so he could get praise and worship. His ego could be, and we shouldn't be that way. Our desire should be that the Word of God would be greatly multiplied. And when we listen to our own voice or a man's voice more than the Word of God, the leaven is rising. Revival will come when people don't say how wonderful the music was and how good the preacher did that night, but instead they'll say how great of a God we serve and how wonderful Jesus is. Second thing, the leaven of Herod is rising when we worry more about what others think than what God thinks. Leaven of Herod rising when we worry more about what others think than what God thinks. And so here you see here, he is dressed, it says in verse 21, he's arrayed in royal apparel. he's trying to show off. Now, once again, don't get me wrong. I think there you should dress nice. I think you should look nice. And I've been reading and working on something, and is modesty really important? And I think it is. And I think dressing for the Lord is important. When you get up in the morning, yes, there's different styles. There's nothing wrong with, and you can enjoy what you wear and things like that. But I think most importantly, all would God please with the way I am dressed. When you're out doing the king's business, I think you should look like it. I think a preacher should look like a preacher when he preaches. What that means to certain people in different cultures, I'm not going to debate that. Do whatever you want and say whatever you want. But if you're about the king's business, you should be dressing for the Lord. But here, he's not dressing this way. If you go and you read some, and Josephus said this about this incident, that Herod had wore some type of silverly, sparkly garment. And he stood in the spot where the sun shined on it. And how they, and when they were saying he looked like he was an angel when the sun had hit it and the glitter had come to where it became such an impressionable sight. That's when they're looking at him and saying, he is a god. And he was dressing in a way because he wanted people to sit there and look at him and say, man, look at him. Doesn't he look great? He looks like a god. He sounds like a god. And he was trying to win over a group of people that probably could care less about him, but they knew that they had to try to praise him. I want to encourage you tonight. Don't let the leaven rise in your heart when you say, I worry more about what my friend thinks, or worry about what other people think, than when I care about what God thinks. So important to remember, God is what we should be trying to live for. Now, obviously, there are certain things that you have to guidelines. Kids should not go to school, and they have a dress code at school, and they go wear what they want, and the teacher says, hey, you're not dressed in that, and they're like, well, I'm dressing for God, not for you. I mean, you can't do that. That's wrong. It's, obviously, you shouldn't lower the standard so that way you can say, well, I don't. Now, that's foolishness, because you place yourself underneath an authority. But at the same time, who do we live for? Who are we trying to impress? And once again, it's nothing wrong with looking nice, and nothing wrong with trying to dress for the Lord. And there's nothing wrong with other people appreciating certain things about you. But so often people are caring so much about another person, what another person thinks, more than what Jesus thinks. When we get consumed with a man's reputation more than Jesus's name, there's a problem. The leaven is rising. We need to care about Jesus's name more than our own reputation, and we need to look at that and see how things respond to according to the Word of God. Hudson Taylor was one time at a place, and the guy got up to introduce Hudson Taylor, and a preacher usually does get up to introduce them, and sometimes they make these, I've been to places and they make these outlandish statements about the preacher and about this and that, and sometimes I look and say, man, are they talking about the same guy that's getting ready to speak? And I'm not saying that's wrong, because it's probably, there's truth in there, but you'll hear me introduce them, and I'll say nice, talk a little bit about them and say how they affected my life and the blessing they've been to me. But Hudson Taylor, they got up there, and this guy got up there and was talking about him, and he says, our illustrious speaker, Hudson Taylor, will you come now and speak? Hudson Taylor comes to the pulpit, and he says, the person who introduced me was being kind, but he was incorrect. He says, I am a little servant of an illustrious master. Hudson Taylor realized something. He realized that he had to die. He realized that if he listened to that and he believed that about himself, that the leaven would be rising and he was not going to be preaching for God. He'd be preaching for the people so that they would continue to consider him illustrious. Take your Bible back, probably just a page, to Acts chapter number 14. Acts chapter number 14, look what it says in verse number 11. And when the people saw what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices, saying in the speech of the Lyconia, the gods are come down to us in the likeness of men. Now, doesn't that sound a lot like two chapters earlier? He's not a man. He must be a god. The God has come down to us. The God is speaking. So they're saying this to Paul, and they are saying this to Barnabas because of the miracle they did. And they called Barnabas Jupiter and Paul Mercurius, because he was of the chief speaker. Then the priest of Jupiter, which was before their city, brought oxen and garland to the gates, and would have done sacrifice with the people, which when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard, they rent their clothes, and they ran in among them crying out, saying, "Sirs, why do ye these things? We also are men of like passions with you, and preach unto you that ye should turn from these vanities unto the living God, which have made heaven and earth and the sea and all the things that are therein." And here he's saying, you see, the two things happen. There's one over here, Herod is saying, he's taking all this praise, he's taking all this glory. He says, "Here, give it to me, give it to me." And Paul and Barnabas, they're saying, "Oh, they're like gods. The gods have come down." And they're like, no, we don't want this. This is not us. We're men. We're just like you." And they point people to Jesus Christ. There's a difference between being more worried about our reputation than trying to gain interest and affluence for ourselves instead of pointing people to Christ. Our leaven will rise when we worry more about what man thinks than what God thinks. When we worry more about our reputation than Jesus' name. Our job is not to draw people to us, but instead it's to draw people to Jesus Christ. Even Jesus says, if I be lifted up, it's supposed to be lifting up him, and people are not falling in love with us. We want people to fall in love with Jesus. Then we are doing God's will. Let's go a couple more chapters over, chapter number 19. In chapter number 19, you see another spot where the word of God increased. And I want you to see the connection that are here. Chapter number 19, verse number 17. "And this was known to all the Jews and Greeks dwelling at Ephesus, for fear fell on them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified." Praise the Lord. Something had just happened earlier, and they are recognizing the authority that Paul had under Jesus Christ, but Paul's name is not lifted up. Instead, it's about Jesus being magnified. "And many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds. Many of them also that used curious arts brought their books together and burned them before all men, and they counted them, the price of them, and found it 50,000 pieces of silver." And then look at that next phrase. "So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. There was something that had to die in that community. There was something that had to die in those people. And it was the works of the curious arts. It was the works of the devil and the works of the occult type things. But when that died, the word of God prevailed and it multiplied. Just like in chapter number 12, the word of God multiplied and prevailed. Talking about people will not multiply the word of God, but when we talk about Jesus and when Jesus is magnified and Jesus gets the glory, then the word of God will multiply. Let's keep on going back to chapter number 12. Let's go back to our text verse. Now, I've been thinking about this and studying and looking through this. Herod had a pride issue, and I'm not saying that all of us are prideful like Herod to Herod's extent. But I do think there's a little bit of Herod in most of us, if not in all of us. And it's something that must die, and we must die daily. Like this morning, someone told me as they were leaving, and I was encouraged. I chose a long time ago that I was going to serve God and not be in the world. And I said, yes, and it's a daily choice. And it's something we must do daily, and they agreed. And same thing about dying to self. It's something that we choose to do each and every day, and many times in the day. But the leaven of Herod is rising when we worry more about the people we are over than the person we are under. So the next one is, the leaven of Herod rises when we worry more about the people we are over than the one we are under, or the God that we're under. And I think about this, and I think about how Herod in this display, and I can think about it, he's arrayed in royal apparel, and he sat upon his throne. He had his throne up there. He was probably high, he was probably lifted up, it was probably very ornate, it was something that a king would have. It was a position of power, it was a position of authority, it was a position that was lifted up. He sat on his throne, but who cares about Herod's throne? There is a greater throne that's up in heaven. There is a throne that is so much greater than anything or anyone that could ever imagine. It's talked about in Isaiah chapter number 6 and verse number 1 that he's high and lifted up. And if we see him as high and lifted up, here Herod is, he's using his authority, he's using his power, he's using his influence to get Tyre and Sidon to come trembling to him, to sit there and clap for him and to praise for him, and says, okay, because I'm over you, because I have this authority, I have this power, I want you to bow down and I want you to pay your homage to me. So when we worry more about our position and our title and the people that we're over more than the one that we're under, the leaven's going to start rising. So what are you getting at? I know sometimes ministering in a church and pastoring a church is what God's called me to do, and I love it. Sometimes people are always worried about titles or positions or who's in charge here or am I over this? And once again, there must be structure and there must be things that are good. And don't get me wrong, Herod's a very powerful guy here. He had James killed. He had Peter thrown in jail. And sometimes people have authority and sometimes they use their authority in the wrong way and they abuse their authority and they think, oh, they're going to listen to me because I'm... We need to be more worried about how we treat the people because we're under someone that's greater than us. There's someone who is greater than us. And there is some of Herod in all of us, especially when we have authority and we have, quote, power, I guess is what some people would say, or influence. How we use that is important. Someday every knee is going to bow to Jesus. Someday every tongue is going to confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of the Father. Herod someday will bow. Hitler someday will bow. You think about it, every dictator will bow someday. All of our presidents, President Obama is going to bow someday. President Trump is going to bow someday. You know what? There is a throne that is so much more important. And sometimes people get so prideful and lifted up because of a position they have or a title they have, the authority that they have. And God gave us those things. And we must remember more importantly who is we are under than the people that we're over. Because if we remember who we're under, the people we're over, we're going to have a lot different of an opinion. Because someday we will stand before him. Last but not least, and here's the key to this. It says in verse 22, and the people gave a shout, saying, it is the voice of a God and not of man. The Bible says, and immediately the angel of the Lord smote him, because he gave not the glory. I think the leaven of Herod rises when we are more concerned with receiving praise than giving glory to God. The leaven of Herod rises when we are more concerned with receiving praise than giving God the glory. Herod, it doesn't matter how well he is dressed. It doesn't matter how big his throne is. It doesn't matter what other people says. He wanted the glory. And God has said he will not share his glory with anyone. Take your Bibles to Psalms 115. Psalms 115 is our memory verse for the week. We put a memory verse inside our bulletin every week. Sometimes people do not have a scripture plan that they're memorizing every single week. And so we just give verses that tie into the messages that are preached on Sunday to help them remind those things. And hopefully you look at that and you take this. But this is a verse here that I think would be really good for you to look at. Maybe not memorize if you don't have that capability. You know, some people have their own plans. I encourage you to prayerfully consider this. One preacher says you can read your Bible, especially certain Bible verses, over and over on your knees before the Lord and ask for explanation. But look what it says here. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory, for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. The psalmist here is saying, look, not unto us, not unto us. We don't want the glory. It's all about your mercy. It's all about your truth. Herod doesn't really matter what Herod looked like. It didn't really matter what Herod's throne was or what the people were saying. It's about God. And if we will learn to give him the glory, if we will learn to give him the praise, we're thankful for his mercy. We're thankful for his truth. And sometimes we're more concerned about receiving praise. We want people to lift us up. We want people to pat us on the back. We want the people. And once again, there's nothing wrong with doing that. But at the same time, we can't be concerned with that. We should be concerned with God getting the glory. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us. And he says, but unto thy name give glory. I don't want the glory, God. You give the glory. Isaiah 42:8 says this. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. He says, I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Aren't you thankful God's a sharing God? I know I am. He shares his mercy. He shares his power. He gives us wisdom. But he says, there's one thing I'm not going to share with you. And he shouldn't. That's his glory. So when we begin to worry more about receiving praise, worry about what other people think, are listening to ourselves or other people more than God, the problem is the leaven is going to be rising. God is looking for people who will worship him. It doesn't matter what we can do. He is God. Herod was taking something from God that only belonged to God. Remember, God is a spirit, and they worship him in spirit and in truth. And a true worshiper of God will always lead others to worship. A true worshiper of God, if you want to worship God, you say he's worthy. It's not about getting your praise. It's sort of like when we sing up here and we do things up here. To me, this is ministry area. This is ministering. And I know sometimes people like different styles of music. That's fine, all those different things. And there's different ways that different styles of music can minister to us. But there's a difference between ministering to somebody and performing. When you are trying to perform to not give God the glory, but to draw attention to yourself, that's when the leaven's going to be rising. Ministering to someone is, my goal is I am worshiping the Lord through my service. And I'm hoping to lead you into a spirit and a heart of worship so I can praise the Lord and not myself. The leaven rises in our heart when we begin to want to listen to ourselves more than the Word of God. And some of us that talk a lot, and I know that you might be looking at me and say, that's you, you like to talk, preacher. And it might be the case. But, you know, some of us that talk a lot, there's usually a lot of sin in there. There's the leaven that's rising. And then when we worry more about what someone else thinks than what God thinks, what will that person think if I do this? If I give them a track? If I say I'm going to pray for them? When we worry more about what someone else thinks than what God thinks, that leaven's rising because we want everyone to like us. And when we worry more about who are under us than the ones that we are under, that leaven's going to rise. Let's not be concerned with getting praise ourselves. Instead, let's try to give God the glory. Here in the story about Herod, and I know you might say, well, I don't have a pride issue. Well, maybe you don't. Maybe you've dealt with it. Maybe you've gotten over it. But I see people all the time, sometimes, most times, in their best states. As a pastor, I get to see people in their worst states sometimes, too. I get to hear stories and things like that, and I'm not going to share it. But sometimes I get to see people when they are challenged and pushed to their limits. And I see pride rise up so often. I shouldn't. They should. Remember, how does God get the glory out of all of it? Where does Herod come? Where is the little Herod that's in us? The Word of God multiplied when what happened? When Herod died. The Word of God multiplied when what happened in Acts 19? When they renunciated the things of the occult and those wicked things. When the sin died, the Word of God multiplied. And in our lives today, if there's something that should die in us, whether it's the leaven of Herod, which I think is worldliness, which is attached to the pride that Herod wanted, is that something that should die in us? Is there something that we say, I'm not willing to give over to God? Is there something that we feel like we are so right that no matter if the Bible itself told us clearly against it, we rather believe ourselves? It's how I feel. How I feel, feelings can be deceitful. Something needs to die in us then. There's something that needs to die in our lives. And I know tonight's message might have been a little different. Hopefully it wasn't hard to understand. But Herod needs to die if we want the Word of God to multiply. Herod needs to die. That sin that's in our heart, if we want God's Word to multiply, there's something that needs to die in us. So tonight, let me encourage you to examine yourself, and if there's something that needs to die, put it to death tonight. Let's go ahead and stand to our feet with heads bowed and eyes closed for a time of invitation. The leaven of the Pharisees.